Hi, this is Mac Brandt, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, and I guess I should introduce you as Randy Abrams, Certified Internet and Child Safety Advocate. And I know this was a topic that you investigated, and I'm interested to know, how does one become a Certified Internet and Child Safety Advocate, and what does that mean?
That's a mighty impressive title, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Doesn't it seem to you to convey some level of expertise in both internet safety and child safety?
Yeah, and trust.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a marketing brochure.
Interesting. In what way?
Okay. There's a company called Zamzu that's a multi-level marketing organization. And let me make perfectly clear, I know of multi-level marketing organizations that are perfectly legitimate, have great products, and do not condone deception, okay? So this isn't an attack against MLMs, but it just happens that Zamzu is an MLM. And a product called KidSafe, K-I-D-Z-A-F-E, is one of the products that their brokers and free agents, I guess I'm a free agent, are allowed to sell. And in order to facilitate the sale of the product, they have their brokers and free agents take a test, and upon completing that test, you're called a Certified Internet and Child Safety Advocate, which is kind of ironic in that it's completely misleading because it doesn't ask a single question. There's only 10 questions, and you only have to answer 8 of them correctly. And not one single question is asked about, are you in favor of internet and child safety? Which, what is truly, by definition, what would you call an internet and child safety advocate? You know, it's one that promotes internet and child safety. It's not one that's familiar with it. You know, I'm a nuclear safety advocate. I believe if we're going to use nuclear stuff, it should be safe. I'm not a physicist. I don't know much about nuclear technology. But the way the company works is they say, you go out to schools and churches and other organizations and tell them that you want to hold a free workshop and that you're a local resident, internet business owner, and a certified internet and child safety advocate. The idea is to trick people into believing that you've got a level of knowledge that your certificate does not indicate. Right. I mean, I'll give you an example. So there's 10 questions. You have to get 8 out of the 10 correct to pass the test. One of the questions has to deal with, what equipment should your host provide when you go to perform a workshop? What does that have to do with internet and child safety?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So now the next thing is, when you're taking the test online, you have 20 minutes to complete the 10 questions. It asks you things like, what percent of children have been asked to meet in person from an online encounter? Things like that, that you can easily Google and find the answer to. But if you get the answer wrong, it tells you incorrect, and it tells you what the correct answer is. A minute after you've completed the test, or less, if you can get back faster, you can take the test again. So you've gone through once. You don't even have to go through the training session. You can take the test once, write down what the correct answers are, because they do change the order the second time through of some of the stuff. Instead of asking what percentage have, they might ask what percentage haven't. But, you know, if you wrote down the correct answers instead of the letter, because it's multiple choice, the second time through, most anybody can pass it without ever reading their training materials. But if you listen to their two training sessions that they have, there's about 2 hours of audio training, if you will. About 30 minutes of that is talking about things that might be considered internet and child safety, whereas the rest is all marketing.
So it's a prime example of someone should certainly look into an expert, quote unquote, further than just their title.
Right. When you see certified, you have to ask, who certifies this? Because, you know, according to the audio information, the person that put together the certification claims he's certified. So he's self-certified.
Right.
So you know, I had one of these quote-unquote certified internet and child safety advocates respond to a blog post of mine on the ESET website. And she said, you know, she'd be happy to be interviewed for the blog. So I, you know, it sounded great, but I thought, huh, I wonder who certifies people for this and what does it really mean? And that's what started my research. And I found out it's really nothing more than a marketing brochure designed to mislead people.
Really interesting, Randy. And I assume there's no sort of background check or anything else?
Oh, no. Any convicted child molester can pay their $99 to $150, take the test, and become a certified internet and child safety advocate. There is zero background checking on it.
Wow.
It's all about the money.
Wow, definitely frightening. Well, Randy, thanks so much for taking the time today and chatting with us about this topic. You can find more on the ESET blog, and you can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.